This is Clayton for the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business. And we're joined by Delphine Helin, International Retail Services and Beauty Tech Director, and Julia Love, Global Head of Brand Corporate Engagement, both from YSL Beauty at the Tech Show 2024. Live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands. Thank you for joining us, Delphine and Julia.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
You're most welcome. So I'd like you individually, I'll start off with you, Delphine. Please tell us more about your current role and what brings you to the Tech Show 2024.
Yes, so I've joined YSL Beauty 3 years ago in a new role, which is Head of Beauty Tech and Innovation. And my role is really to invent, in a way, the future of YSL Boutique customer experience, whether it is in our digital store or in our physical stores. And the reason why we're here today is actually share this journey, and we embarked on this innovation journey 3 years ago, and share our best practices, what we've learned, and give some tips, humbly, to other people in the show who might also want to embark on this journey.
Thank you very much. Julia, please tell us about yourself.
Yes, so my name is Julia, and as we said, I'm in charge of brand corporate engagement, and that covers a wide spectrum of different actions. But one of the most notable programs that I'm working on and leading is called Abuse Is Not Love, which is our global program to prevent and fight against intimate partner violence. So we do a lot of social work, and we're really trying to contribute to things outside of our value chain and to the wider society. And so we're here at Tech Show London also talking about how technology and IPV are intrinsically linked, and how we need to be able to harness the tools that we have at our disposal.
Indeed. So as speakers, what message or insights did you hope to give to the people that were attending here at Tech 2024?
Well, I shall start with that question. Well, one of the key insights we wanted to share is that, most importantly, today we need to be very connected to our consumers, listen to their needs. And above all, they want to feel unique. They want to have memorable experiences. And it's absolutely instrumental for brands to develop bespoke experiences and to personalize the experience they propose to our consumers.
Excellent.
And on my side, we talked a lot about how tech is not going to necessarily just solve our society's issues, but we can use diverse development and equitable solutions in the way that we make tech to make it work for good and work for us, and to be able to work on solving some of the topics that have urgent needs. So we talk a lot about how we can use tech to empower change, and that's really important that we put our minds together and we find the ways to actually tackle some of society's most pressing topics, such as violence against women.
Going back briefly to Delphine, you mentioned being unique and personalization. That's something that comes up a lot in a lot of the work that you're doing. Can you explain to us what personalization means in your industry, and what, if any, key trends do you see in the future?
Yeah, so really what we mean by personalization, and we even use the word hyper-personalization at YSL Beauty as being the new frontier. What we mean by that is that we need to go beyond traditional customization of product and really propose bespoke experiences. And that means being connected to the field, being connected even to our sales associates who know the consumers better than anyone. And the way we are working in our company is that we have tech project managers who team up with education experts. So the first ones have their eyes towards the sky, sourcing incredible innovations, but the other ones really have their feet down on the ground. And they are the ones who, through this bottom-up approach, can help us fuel our innovations and make them meaningful and relevant to our consumers.
Thank you for sharing that. So, Julia, you've talked briefly about IPV, intimate partner violence. Can you let our listeners know a little bit more about that? Because obviously it's a very important topic and not what people would expect to hear at a tech conference. So if you can share some more about that, that would be lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. You might have to cut me off at some point. But
no, we don't cut you off on this show. We just let you talk.
Oh, I love it. Okay, buckle up. So IPV is intimate partner violence. It's a form of violence against women, and a lot of people know it as domestic abuse. It's incredibly prevalent. It's happening to an estimated one out of three women in the world who will experience some type of violence by a partner in their lifetime, and especially happening to the young. It's also one of the leading causes of death of young women worldwide. So there is a lot that we can do. We have a program called Abuse Is Not Love, which works to tackle that in the long term. We work internally, having a big transformation on the company. We work with local nonprofit organizations in our markets around the world. We fund, there are different initiatives such as hotlines, chat supports, psychological supports, trainings, etc. We also publish thought leadership to give back to the women's movement at large. And we do wide-scale awareness campaigning because we want to educate people that domestic abuse can come with warning signs. A lot of people don't know that, and we want to help people to be able to identify those signs. The thing is, once you start to know those signs, you can actually prevent potentially more severe types of physical and sexual violence that can happen later on. And so the more and more we can destigmatize talking about abuse, the more and more we can make sure that people know what it is and how to access support services, the more chance we have of stopping a system which is perpetuating violence. So yes, it's really important that we signpost to NGO partners, that we have a conversation. What we share is that, you know, not everyone needs to be an expert to be a resource, and everyone can have an impact on this topic. So you don't have to be a lawyer, you don't have to be a psychologist, you don't have to be a police officer to be a help to someone who might be in need. And that's what we wanted to share at Tech Show London was IPV and tech are intrinsically linked. Because, of course, perpetrators are using very sophisticated technologies to maintain control over their victims. But at the same time, NGOs are trying to develop amazing tools that survivors need, whether it be anonymous free chat supports, whether it be hotlines, whether it be resource sharing or networks. And the thing is that they're often lacking funding. They're often lacking highly sophisticated tech. And so we need to continue to contribute to these NGOs and these partners and these organizations who are doing that ground on the ground work and that life-saving work that is so essential to so many people within our society.
Thank you. That's very helpful. So Delphine, with your extensive experience in various roles within the beauty industry, how do you see the meeting of technology and beauty shaping the future of retail?
Well, really, we see tech working hand in hand with this human touch. And we don't see tech as being a self-assisted service. We see a way of augmenting the expertise of our skincare expert, fragrance expert, makeup artist through these new insights we can have in our consumers. And this morning we shared a couple of innovations, not just to market some fantastic innovations by YSL Beauté, but really to inspire the audience in the sense that these innovations not only allow our consumers to have a personalized experience, but also giving them the power to become their own creators. I mean, we believe this is what consumers are looking for today, to have the power and create by themselves. And one of the innovations we shared is Rouge Sur Mesure, the first smart lipstick creator, which offers our consumers endless possibilities to create shades. More than 1,000 shades can be created in a flash to match the color of your bag or your blouse. And the consumers were really bluffed by this innovation. So were people even outside of our industry when we introduced it for the first time at VivaTech.
In terms of beauty and in terms of the beauty industry, a lot has changed over the years in your illustration about the different shades of lipstick that can be done, you know, usually probably via some very intelligent algorithms. Can you explain the concept of beauty for good? Because that's something that's stuck out to me.
So I can start answering that and Julia will complement, but we don't, again, do tech for the sake of tech, and we don't see it as a statement of innovation. We really believe that we can leverage science, we can leverage advanced technologies to take into account our uniqueness and our differences. So at L'Oréal, we call this beauty for each. And we have lots of insights of consumers, and I can quote one. More than 50% of women or men cannot find the right foundation for them, for instance. And not only have we considerably extended our portfolio of shade to cater to all skin tones around the world, but we're also providing through tech some apps which enable our consumers to perfectly match the shade of our foundation with their skin. So that is one of the examples of how we see tech embracing this idea of inclusivity and diversity.
Excellent.
I think I'll compliment Delphine by sharing a little bit about also the YSL Beauty sense of purpose. It's that YSL Beauty creates daring beauty that dresses change. And this sense of purpose, it goes far into our history in a way that, you know, Mr. Saint Laurent himself was always looking to defy conventions and break taboos. And we continue in that mentality and the spirit of our founder. And I think especially in today's day and age where we are faced with so many pressing issues, we know that as a company, we are also part of an evolving society. We know that we are part of something where we need to act and we need to be contributing, not just within our value chain, but also outside of it. Because it's important to understand what's happening in the here and now, to take a look around you, and to try and do what you can in the different domains that you can.
You've put forth a lot of very important messages, and a lot of people who'll be listening to this will be thinking to themselves, how can we get in touch? How can we get involved? And what can we do to support YSL Beauty in this mission and in this statement of trying to make things better? So where's the best place for people to contact you both?
Well, you can, of course, reach us on LinkedIn or our emails, definitely. I think also if people are interested in getting engaged in different social or environmental issues, there are so many different amazing nonprofits that we work with. You can find a whole list and a directory of all the nonprofits that we work with at abusesnotlove.com. And people in whatever country that you're in, you can find a local organization and use your skills there as well. There are so many organizations that do need help and that are so happy to have the brilliant tech minds that are here today. And of course, anyone else who's listening, everyone has something important to give within your sphere of influence. And even if it's just asking a friend if they're okay, that's doing enough.
It was fantastic to see at the end of the show, people really waiting to talk to us and to say very honestly, when we saw the title of your keynote within the tech show, we were slightly curious. We were surprised and we showed up, and actually it was meaningful to us and we learned a lot. Some dramatic numbers shared by Julia on Abuse is Not Love, but also our vision of innovation, our vision of tech. And it felt really good because it was for us also quite an exercise, and we feel really proud that we contributed today.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I'm going to ask you, you've been on stage and there are lots of people that managed to catch your performance or your appearance, but there are many that didn't. Can you both say individually one thing that you would like people to take away who didn't get the opportunity to see you?
For me, it's one number, 70%. 70% of consumers don't remember the last time they were surprised by a brand. So our challenge, regardless of our industry, is to create unique and memorable experiences that shake the senses and the heart of our consumers.
Excellent.
My side, it's definitely the prevalence of IPV. I think a lot of people don't realize just how widespread it is. This one out of three number is the reported figure, and we know that a lot of people do not report this issue. So it's that reality check that so many people are suffering from some type of abuse, whether it be physical, sexual, emotional, administrative, etc. But in the end of the day, no matter what form it comes in, abuse is abuse. And there are services out there to help you. So if you or anyone you know feels like they're experiencing something, they need to get help, it's okay to ask for help. And we're here to help you do that.
Thank you very much. So Delphine Helin and Julia Love, thank you for joining us on the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands.
Thank you, guys.
You're most welcome. Take care. Bye.